Blog Talk Radio.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Lord, because of who you are,
because of who you are, I give you praise.
Because of who you are,
because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Oh, oh, oh. Lord, I worship you.
Another Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio broadcast. Glory to God. And tonight is the first Tuesday of the month, so our very own Apostle Leonard Emmons will be coming forth with a word. So sit at the table and prepare for a seat. Continue listening to the music, and I will return.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Get excited about what God is about to do. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. I am also excited about tonight's broadcast. We have our own Apostle Emmons that's going to be bringing the word, and I see the board is lighting up. And I pray that you got your Bibles, you have been in meditation, and you're ready to receive a word from the Lord. For truly, he have a word in his belly. Well, we just thank you, Apostle Emmons, for just being so faithful to what you have committed to do for the people of God. Apostle, are you on the broadcast?
Yes, I am. Praise God. Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Minister Prophetess Teresa, Prophetess Docs, we praise God for you. We praise God for Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders International. We praise God for all of you. Praise the name of Jesus for the opportunity to be with you this evening.
Amen. Well, we would like to lift you up with a word of prayer before you go forth. And
yes.
Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for just giving us another day, Lord God. We thank
you,
Father God, for even the feast days, Lord God, that we're able to celebrate. We're able to, Lord God, to just commune with you, Father God, and in the power, Lord God, and the authority, Lord God, that you have released upon your people. Father, we ask you to open up the ear gates, Lord God. Open up our hearts, Lord God, so that we're able, Lord God, to receive, Lord God. As the feast of the Lord is going on, Father, that we will receive, Father God, what you are pouring out of your man of God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that he will open his mouth, Father God, and everything that come out, Lord God, that it will be penetrated in our belly, Father, and it will penetrate living the river water, that we will go forth with power and might, and we will go out and win a dying world, Lord God. So, Father, we just cover him with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that as he go forth, that we're prepared to receive. In the mighty master's name of Jesus, we stand in agreement in Jesus' name. Amen and glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God for that prayer and for, again, this opportunity to share the living word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, all right. Well, bless God again for that prayer. Praise God for all of you this evening. We're so grateful to God for the very breath that he has allowed us to continue to breathe. We would like to wish you all a happy new year. Praise God. God has blessed us to embrace this new year, this new Hebraic Jewish year. And please understand, I hope you all understand, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are born again, if you know God in the pardon of your sins, if you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, then that automatically means that you are Jewish. It automatically means that you're Hebraic. You may not have known that. Maybe you are now starting to scratch the surface in this reality. But again, if you are born again, if you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, that means that Yeshua HaMashiach is your King and your Lord. And so again, we wish you a happy new year. We will be going further with some of the encouragement regarding this new Hebraic year on Sunday, where we're going to be talking about this new Hebraic year 5773. And that year is reference to A.N. Gamel. So, again, Happy New Year. Praise God. And we just like to encourage you, again, in the Word this evening, with something I believe that the Lord is also wanting us to embrace about these times that we're living in. We're living in, of course, needless to say, prophetic time. Living in the latter part of the end times, even as we have been, some of you have been aware of your eschatology, that we, of course, are in the last days. In fact, we're in the last of the last days. The last days begin even in the early church, and even as Jesus ascended to the Father, and even as the early church was initiated, the last days begin then. And we, you know, for those of you that may have some concerns about it, all you have to do is read there the statements that Peter made there in the second chapter of Acts. Praise God. What I'd like you to tonight is to turn in your Bibles, praise God, to a very familiar scripture back in the book of the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. Now, of course, I pray that you have your Bibles because you're going to have to, so that you can walk with us this evening. And again, we praise God for Kingdom Builders International. We praise God for the docs and for what the Lord has put in their hands. We praise God for the continued of believers across the planet that are tuning in. We bless God for you. We praise God for the Lord doing a new thing. And, of course, we are encouraging all of you under the sound of my voice to please read and study Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. There's so much in there that is so needful for you and I to embrace for this year 5773. There's so many prophetic things that are in that that chapter that are in reference to this year that God has graced us in. In Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the very 18th verse, there's a statement, actually a verse there that Moses was inspired by God to write. And it says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day." This evening, we want to talk about power. Now, we know, understand, that power is something that generally, I don't care who you are, everybody wants some power. Now, if you don't want any power, I'm afraid that maybe you've missed out on something. Anybody in their right mind wants power. Okay, power is a needful commodity in the times that we live in. I think most of us are aware that we are about to elect or re-elect, if you would depend upon your view, some new public officials, statewide and of course nationwide. We're about to cast our votes, and it's so that we can have people in place that will operate with some power that we are hopeful that will represent us. But I want you to note here Moses, inspired of God, he said, I am going to give you power. Or he says here, but I want you to remember something. It's the Lord that gives you power. It says, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. So we want to take a look at this word power, but I also want you to turn with us into the New Testament, the very 13th chapter of Romans, the 13th chapter of Romans, and I want you to look at something. When we start to look at power, there are numerous words that we see in our study that are connected to this word called power. And in the 13th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 1, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Okay, there's that word power. It says, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisted the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. So it looks like there's some importance about recognizing the powers that be. But I want you to look at also in the third verse here, there is a further word here that we need to take note of. It says here, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. It said, wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Now, I want you to listen to what the Amplified says here, praise God, about, again, the powers that be. It says, let every person be loyal subject to the governing civil authorities, for there is no authority except from God by his permission, his sanction. And those that exist do so by God's appointment. Verse 2, therefore, he who resists and sets himself up against the authorities resists what God has appointed and arranged in divine order. And those who resist will bring down judgment upon themselves, receiving the penalty due them. Verse 3, for civil authorities are not a terror to people of good conduct, but to those of bad behavior. Would you have no dread of him who is in authority? Then do what is right, and you will receive his approval, speaking of God's approval, and commendation. Now, we want to interject this into this, because if we want God to give us power to get wealth, that for many of us, that means that we're going to move in dimensions of influence. And because when we start to look at this word power here in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 18, there it says, it is God. It says, for it is God who giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. We got to remember now, God has a mind, he has a desire, and there's a longing of God's heart, and it's to establish his covenant. If you read in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, we'll see there that God says that he's going to establish a new covenant. And there it tells us that God himself is going to destroy, or he's going to dissolve or annul the old covenant, and he's going to establish a new covenant. And there in the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, it tells us that he himself, God, was going to become the covenant. And so when we start to look at covenant, we're talking about God's work in the universe, God's work in the earth. I want you to note something here. When we're talking about this word power, the first time that the word, and we, and for the sake of the law first mentioned, the first time the word power is introduced in the Bible as we know it is in Genesis, the 31st chapter, praise God, and verse 6. There's a statement made, praise God, Genesis, the 31st chapter, verse 6. And again, we're just looking at the principle of the law first mentioned here in Scripture. It says, and ye shall know that with all my power I have served your father. Now, of course, this is the statement of Jacob, even as he's talking to his father-in-law about his situation where there's been a conflict between he and his father-in-law about the amount of time and the wages that he has served for his two wives in that particular day. And there he mentions the word, and again, the first time the word power is introduced in the Old Covenant or in the Old Testament is here, when he talks about his power that he has rendered in serving. And there this Hebrew word for power, even as it is introduced, it primarily is talking about his ability, his innate ability, human for the most part, and it's talking about the vigor and the capacity that he himself, Jacob, had illustrated, demonstrated, and had shown. It's talking about his human ability. It's talking about his human might, his human strength, and his human capacity. So, again, he's introducing the fact, as he's contending with his father-in-law, that he's yielded his, all of his might, ability, humanly speaking, to serve. Now, we also note that that is the same word here in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 18. There God is saying that he was going to give the man the capacity to get wealth. And we're talking about predominantly a capacity that, for the most part, is based upon human ability, but God is now saying that he was going to add something to that. He was going to do something with that human capacity. I think sometimes we may misunderstand, or that we may not really appreciate the human ability, the human capacity. All of us as humans, even if you don't have that super working on your natural innate abilities as a human, the bottom line is you, my brother, you, my sister, were created by God. And the essence of that creative energy, force, might, and power, that latent aspect is powerful in itself. Now, mind you, without God, a human being still can do some incredible things. But we're not trying to highlight anything absent of or independent of God. The times that we're living in, God wants to give you and I a capacity that is supernatural, which means that we're going to be held responsible where God is placing upon us, or that he is starting to excavate, even in the times and seasons that we're living in. And we want to encourage you to recognize, for some of you, we know in the last 3 months, some of you have had to deal with some life-changing situations. Like we've noted you to and said before, we've noted and encouraged you to embrace that God is doing a new thing. And for some of us, that means that we've been pushed out of the nest. For some of us, it means that God is cut off some what used to be considered some resources that we were familiar with. At other times, some of us have seen that God has now placed us in a place, in a position to transition into some things that we are not quite sure. He's taken us to somewhere. We're going again to that place called there. Now, with that in itself can be extremely concerning, and it can be extremely challenging as we now are having to potentially do some new things. Remember, now God is doing a new thing. And so the transformation and the metamorphosis that's required now demands that we allow the Holy Ghost to mold us, make us, and to shape us so that we can have the appropriate capacity to proceed further in this prophetic year 5773. Now, I want you to understand something. Jacob, even as he noted to Laban that he had served with all of his, what Jacob was referring to with his human ability. We note that as you go to the next chapter, in Genesis, the 32nd chapter, we'll notice that he had an encounter with God. The new thing that God is doing in the earth is representative of us having fresh encounters, us having visitations with God. And so we urge you, if you're going to experience the exponential in this year 5773, it demands that you and I abide with the Lord and cause his word to abide in us. Now, in that, if we do that, if we abide in the Lord, if we abide with God, and then allow or cause his word to abide in us, then we will have the privilege to ask what we will, and the Father will yield to our desires, because our desires will be his desires will be our desires, and there's such a koinonia and a fellowship of longing and fellowship of ideas and, that we communicate the same thing, and we be in agreement with the head, that it causes a synergy to happen where the power of God is released. In Genesis, the 32nd chapter, as we see Jacob now is found in a place of perplexity, found in a place of he's greatly concerned, overly concerned about not only his life, but also the welfare of his own family, the welfare of his own children, the welfare of his two wives. And we see here that in the 28th verse, as he, again, sets himself in a place of contending with God, he puts himself in a place of intercession, a place of fellowship with God, and he's all alone. And for those of you that feel that you're all alone, remember, you didn't schedule this. God did. The Father did. And the Bible tells us in verse 24 of the 32nd chapter of Genesis that Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Now, we see from this account here that Jacob wrestled with this man. And that's what the scripture said. Now, we know good and well it was an angel. There was a supernatural being that Jacob had the nerve to wrestle with. Now, as he wrestled all night, I want to urge all of you, for some of you, especially those of you that you know that you are connected with the house, with the fellowship, with the ministry, with the local assembly that God has planted you. Mind you, if you yield and submit yourself to that fact that God has planted you, then that means that you need to stay planted until God, not you, not your opinions, not based upon your ideology, not based upon whether you think the leadership is 1,000% right or not. If you have been, if you know God has planted you in a fellowship of ministry, then it's up to you now to submit and yield and to ensure that ministry works, that ministry is effective. I mean, and the latent abilities, the talents, and the gifts, and the resources that you have, God expects you to ensure that ministry succeeds and that ministry is advancing the kingdom. Okay? Now, the reason why I bring that up is because a lot of times, you know, people said that, you know, I belong to this church, I'm a part of this ministry, and, you know, bam, and you may even come across or suggest that maybe you did this. No, the Bible says that it is God that plants us. Now, you planted there, and you being planted by God means that only you can leave as God leads you out, unless God plants you somewhere else. Now, you're planted there for a reason. It's so that you can identify with what God is doing there, and that you would allow the Spirit of God to bring the change. Jacob was planted in this place, in this encounter with God, for a reason. It was so that he himself would, that night, experience a metamorphosis of change, so that he could be transformed that night, so that he could transition that night into where God wanted him to be. Now, the Bible tells us that as he was there, one thing that Jacob was aware of is that he needed to ensure and make sure that before that angel, that supernatural being left, that Jacob would be blessed. Look at verse 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, that's what the angel said to Jacob. But, and listen to what Jacob said. I will not let thee go. This is not the time to throw in the towel, my brother. This is not the time to throw in the towel, my sister. This is the time for you to hold on. Now, the Bible tells us, Jesus said, that no one can pluck us out of God's hand. Nobody can do it. But I want you to recognize, though, there is a need for you to make a decision about your position with God. You need to make the statement, and you need to be firm in the heart and mind and soul and body that you will not let go of God. That you will not let go until God blesses you. Now, those of you that have been listening, that we've been talking about, you know, being blessed, and we've been talking about the blessedness of the Lord, you know, we want God to beautify us. And in fact, some of you all that have been listening and that are part of the ministry, it's due time that we say, Lord, beautify me. Beautify me, Lord. Beautify me, O God. Cause the blessedness to fall upon. Cause your glory, Father, to be manifested. Lord, arise upon us right now and cause the glory to shine. For you, God, are our light, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. We need God to beautify us. Jacob said, I will not let go until you bless me. You have to be willing to stay in this, brother. You got to be willing to stay in this, my sister, so that the blessing can fall, so that the blessing can overwhelm you. Whether you know it or not, regardless of your situation, you're well off, my brother. You're well off, my sister. Listen, look at verse 27. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. One of the reasons why you got to stay planted in the fellowship ministry that you are in, my brother, that you're in, my sister, is so that God can change you and change your ID. And the ID is found in you being in the fellowship and ministry that you're in. See, God is the one changing your clearance in the kingdom. I don't know if some of you are aware of it, but, you know, some of the things that belong to you, even in the natural, you can't access them. You can't access your ATM machine, your checking account, and all that unless you have the proper ID. And your ID now will put you in place so that you can so you can gain the benefits that are in your accounts. Well, you and I have some accounts in Christ Jesus. And yet God is saying, no, you need to stay rooted and grounded, not only in the word, but also you need to stay where God has planted you so that you can gain power. The power is found even in you being subjected to where God has planted you so that your name can be changed. Look at verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God. Now, there's that word power again. He says, as a prince has thou power with God and with men and has prevailed. Oh, now mind you, this word power, as it's introduced here, this is from another Hebraic word, and it's the Hebraic word sarah. And it means to prevail, to have power as a prince. So God wants you and I to prevail. He wants us to have power with him as well with people. Now, again, some of you all that's been a part of our conversations in time past, we've been asking you to meditate on Luke 1:52, I believe that is. And there in Luke 1:52, the words that we see that we believe are key for this year, 57-73, because all of this is interconnected. Praise God. In Luke, the second chapter, verse 52, it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Now, that is God's desire to cause you to increase in wisdom, in revelation knowledge, in understanding, in favor, with in stature, and in favor with God and man. Now, that's representative of the blessing that God bestowed upon Jacob. Remember, he changed his name to Israel, which means a prince of God. The name Israel means a prince of God. Now, God has given you, my brother, and you, my sister, power. This word power is representative of a distinct conference and bestowing significance. Now, God wants us to walk in power. And Luke 10:19, turn there real quick. Praise God. We're talking about power. Remember, it is God that giveth you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. Now, we have discussed this here and there, you know, and please understand, God is not going to give you power that exceeds your capacity to operate and flow with the Holy Ghost in earth. All the power that God is going to be connecting us with is connected with us being submitted by grace with the rule and the reign of the Holy Spirit. In Luke 10:19, it tells us, praise God, that God is going to, that he says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now, we got the word power in this verse twice. The first reference there, power to tread on serpents, is the word that refers to exousia. So God, and believe it or not, God wants to give you power. I mean, this word, Old Testament word, power, there in Deuteronomy 8:18, that word power there is representative of more than just some ability or capacity or a force. It's referring to, and that's why we like this word, this scripture rather here in the 19th verse of the 10th chapter of Luke, because here it's telling us about some of the dimensions of this word power, even as it is introduced back in Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, "I give unto you power." This word is exousia. It means authority. This word authority here, exousia, it's in the sense of privilege or right. So we talk about spiritual rights and spiritual privileges. It speaks of one being a magistrate and one having superhuman right and superhuman privileges. It speaks of one being a potentate, one that has a token of control. It speaks of one in having delegated influence, delegated rights, delegated privileges. It speaks of one having jurisdiction. So even though, my brother, even though, my sister, you are in the earth, God all along has had it in his mind regarding you, that you and I are supposed to operate under spiritual jurisdiction. There is legal executive rule that God wants us to operate and function in. The second word for power is that, you know, authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. This word power there is a different Greek word, and it's talking about latent kinetic energy or dunamis power. So now we're talking about this supernatural, abundant power. It means the capacity to be able. It means this possibility, essence. It means to be able. It means can-do ability. This second word in the 19th verse of the 10th chapter of Luke, this word, it says, and over all the power of the enemy. So it's talking about the ability of evil forces. God here is saying, I've given you authority and dunamis power over the power of the enemy, over the supernatural ability of the enemy. Now, I don't know if you know what demons, they do have supernatural ability. But God is saying, I've given you supernatural ability that exceeds the supernatural ability of evil forces, of evil powers, which is why you and I are to recognize by faith. Now, mind you, you and I probably are not going to move out beyond what we're comfortable with unless we have an encounter with God. That's why, again, I'm suggesting that you arrange and you set up fresh encounters with God. Now, first of all, it is in the mind of God to meet with you. Now, whether you meet with God or not, is very important for you to understand. You need to meet with God. I need to meet with. We all need to meet with. It's in the mind of God to meet with you and I. It is God's desire every day, even as He sows new mercies every day into our lives. And God grants us, and you and I have been granted the opportunity to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, to celebrate this time of blessing right now that we are experiencing in this year, 5773, this year, bread year, this opportunity to experience God's grace. Now, mind you, it wasn't because you were so smart, my brother. It wasn't because you're so smart, my sister. God, in His mercy, out of His wisdom, has made you an insurer that you and I are here. And the reason why, one of the reasons why, praise God, is so that He can give you power, so that we can recognize that God's desire is that you would be powerful in the earth right now. Now, God wants to ensure and make sure that, of course, the body of Christ, the body of who? The body of Christ. The word Christ itself means anointed one. Now, remember, the anointing is this supernatural power. And if, as you and I, as members of the body of Christ, the body of the anointed Jesus, the body of the anointed one, and His anointing, the word Christ means anointed one or the Messiah, and it also includes the Messiah could not do any miraculous power unless the anointing was upon Him. When Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, we know that, praise God, you know, under the supervision of John the Baptist, praise God, the baptizer baptized Him. When He came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit came, even as a, in the moved as a form of a dove and rested upon Jesus. And we know that that was representative of Him being baptized, immersed in the Holy Ghost. And some of you, praise God, you got that experience. And that experience is what to bathe us daily in the very essence of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is himself is the dynamo. He's the power plant. You know, that's why we need to spend time with God. That's why we need to submit ourselves to a fresh visitation, a fresh encounter with God. God wants us to soak ourselves in the very weighty presence of God, in the Shekinah, the glory, the manifest presence of God, the Kabod. Now, God wants to give you and I, he wants to invest, he wants to impute, he wants to infuse, he wants to impart his power. Now, God is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, and it's called a glorious church. Now, the church that God, that Jesus is coming back to embrace is a church filled with his glory. God wants to give you power, my brother. He wants to give you power, my sister, to get wealth. I mean, God's doing a new thing in the earth. God is setting us up so that we can be the glorious church. However, it requires that we would stay put with where God has planted us. Now, if God has moved you to if God has moved you to a new place, a new territory, a new garden, a new place where he's planted you. Remember now, God does the planting. It's so that we can, gain a fresh new identity in him with the place where he's planted us. So that we now can appropriate the grace that is in that environment where God has planted us. So that our ID can be upgraded, enhanced, improved, so that we can have what we need to continue in the journey. The blessing is found in us staying in the place where God has placed us or planted us. Again, remember now, where you're planted as a believer. Now, if you are listening to me this evening, if you're under the sound of my voice and you're not connected with a local fellowship, that something's wrong, because you're supposed to be connected. No man is an island, and the way God has set this, his church up and the body of Christ up, you're supposed to be connected with a group of believers. You're supposed to be connected with a ministry, a fellowship, a local fellowship. You're supposed to be connected under the rule and under the direction of the Holy Spirit. You need to be connected with a fellowship, and I urge you to pray about that. If you're not connected, you're supposed to be. It is the will of God for you to be a part of a local assembly, and we trust that it would be apostolic, prophetic, that it would be evangelistical, that they would teach and preach the word of God with passion, and that there would be a pastoral shepherding grace to gather that you can feel and that you can connect with. God wants you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it comes through that interaction, that physical action. Some that may feel, well, I don't want to be connected with people out there. I just stay at the house and watch TV and listen to CDs and videotapes. That's not the will of God. Now, if that's all you can do because you're challenged with some special challenges physically and you just can't get out like that, we can understand that. But God wants you to be connected with humans. You need to rub elbows with other human beings, and you need to be connected so that you can grow. Your growth, your spiritual growth, is going to be under the local assembly banner, and which means that there's a need for you to submit yourself and yield yourself to fathers that are in the ministry, to those that are operating in what God is calling the church to operate in today, where you as a son and daughter of God can be nurtured and raised up in the admonition of the Lord so that you can complete your assignment, so that you can embrace your destiny. It's crucial for you, even for these days, especially for this year, 5773. There are some things that are coming that will shake those things that are shakeable, that things that can be shaken. And you need that stability in a strong apostolic house so that you can, again, complete your assignment, so that you can receive the power to get wealth. You know, for some of you that are hoping and praying that God just kind of rain down certain monetary grace upon you so that you can, you know, bam, you're all that. Well, nothing, you need to rethink that. The wealth that's inside of you needs to be excavated. You know, we as believers have the Holy Spirit, the glory of God inside of us. The wealth that God wants us to express is inside, in our innermost being. And it has to be excavated. It has to be molded and shaped. It has to be cultivated in an environment that is supernatural. And that's why we need folk to be connected with supernatural ministries, supernatural fellowships, supernatural entities, as local fellowships and local ministries. So God wants you to have power. It is God's desire for you to operate in power so that you can get wealth. Now first of all, we're all blessed. However, there's a need for us to be able to get, appropriate, and access and acquire from that supernatural realm those things that God has really given us so that we can bring those into the natural. Now, that's going to take the power of the Holy Ghost, regardless of how you want to say it. It has to be a work of the Holy Spirit. If it's truly God's wealth, then it has to be from the very well and ocean of the supernatural. The Bible says that it's God that gives us wealth, gives us the power and the capacity, gives us the spiritual right and the privilege to get wealth that he might establish. See, God wants to establish his covenant. God wants the covenant. And what is the covenant? Who is the covenant? The covenant is Christ Jesus. The covenant is the kingdom that Jesus has brought and has established and initiated in the earth. The power, you know, Paul tells us in the first chapter of Romans, you know, he makes mention of this unique power. Even in Romans, the first chapter, he said, I'm not ashamed, praise God, of the gospel of Christ. Now, the gospel of Christ, praise God, speaks of the covenant. Jesus himself is the covenant. He came to establish a new covenant. He says that. He says, I came to establish a new covenant. He himself is the embodiment of the covenant, as we encourage you to read in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Verse 16 of the first chapter, Romans says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's speaking of the covenant. So God's desire is to get the covenant manifested. He said, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the anointed Jesus and his anointing, the gospel, the good news, it is the power. So God wants to grace you and I, my brother, you and I, my sister, with the power to get wealth. And it's found in the gospel of Christ. God wants to empower us with the gospel, the good news. God, remember, the Holy Ghost is in the earth to empower people to what? To communicate the covenant or the gospel, the good news, to help others to be aware that Satan and his cohorts have been dethroned. Satan and his cohorts have been disarmed. Their kingdom has been dismantled, destroyed. Every enemy that humanity has been destroyed. I could care less what kind of issues you got, what kind of things that seem to be plaguing you. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord of glory, has already destroyed, annihilated, and dismantled, disarmed those enemies. And as we allow, God, the Holy Spirit, to empower us with the truth, with the word. Remember, the Bible tells us that the gospel itself, the word, is the power of God unto salvation. The word of God itself is quick in power. Turn over here. We're almost ready to close this out. But in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, praise God, Hebrews here, the writer here, and I believe the writer to be Paul, the fourth chapter of Hebrews tells us something at the very end. Praise God. Glory to God. And verse 12 of the fourth chapter of Hebrews, it's for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God itself is alive. The word quick there is an old English term speaking of that is talking about alive. The word of God itself is alive and powerful. The word is alive. The word of God is alive. The word of truth is alive. Jesus tells us, even in the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, praise God, I know y'all still with me. Turn over to the sixth chapter of Gospel of John as he's talking to his disciples. Praise God, he's trying to help them with revelation. And as he's talking to them, verse 61, it says, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend thee? And he goes on to say, what? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Now, mind, he's talking about the miraculous. He's talking about the supernatural. He's letting them know that he alone has been with them. He has revealed himself as God. Even he was the one that fed them in the wilderness. He himself tells them in the previous verses, verses 53 through 58, he said, I was the manna that came down and fed the Israelites for those 40 years. And some of those disciples became offended because he suggested it. He even told them that it was necessary for them to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood. So the supernatural dimension is something we all have to eat. We have to drink that. Because the essence of the power that God wants you and I to embrace is supernatural in nature. If we're thinking that we got to have just natural stuff in order to function and operate as believers in the earth, the power that God wants you and I to feed on and to feed about and drink and allow to become the thing that we long for the most is the supernatural dimension. Here tells us in verse 62, what, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up, well, guess what they did? Some of them standing there did see him ascend on a cloud, which is, of course, supernatural. Verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. In other words, that makes things alive. The power that God wants to give you, my brother, the power that God wants to give you, my sister, is supernatural. There's no way that you can minimize the essence of that glory. We are supposed to operate in the supernatural. Remember, it says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words, now we already read over there in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, verse 12, that the word of God is quick and powerful. Here it says, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, the words that I speak unto you, Jesus, the words that I speak unto you, the word of God is alive. The word of God is quick. The word of God is powerful. The word of God, the word of God is what fed the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years. They did not get sick as long as they followed the word and yielded and submitted themselves to the word. They did not get sick. They were well provided for 40 years. Their clothing did not wear out. All of that supernatural. God said, I want to give you power to get wealth. It's supernatural in nature. But it's something that comes from and birthed from and derived and excavated from that supernatural realm. Listen to what it said, Jesus, in the 63rd verse of the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, they're spiritual life. Spiritual life. The essence of spiritual life is dunamis, power, supernatural, miraculous, powerful, mighty, wonderful, working power. Dunamis. It means this power that enables me to do what needs to be done, to do what I cannot do in my own human strength. This dunamis power that Jesus says is what is the essence of his words. He said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they're life. The spiritual life is talking about dunamis power, can-do ability. It's talking about power that causes me to do the impossible, miraculous power. It's talking about abundance, abundant power, as we heard to our close. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it, life, but more abundantly, more abundant life, abundant, this supernatural life, this Zoe, this capacity to operate and function with the supernatural. That is the power source is the Holy Spirit. In closing, again, as we hear to our close, I want you to turn over here to Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. The Lord said he wants to give us power. He wants to give us power. Power. This power is the power of the Holy Spirit. This power is the supernatural essence of who God is. It's representative of the life that we have now inside of us. If we're going to move forward in this year, 5773, we have to be more aware and more focused on the things above and not on the earth beneath. The things in the earth beneath or the things that we see in the natural can cause us to be distracted and cause us to be moved in a way that is not appropriate as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. We got to remember that God, he has given us the kingdom. In the 7th chapter of, hold your place there in Ephesians, we're going to come back to there. In the 7th chapter of Daniel, and I want you to listen to it, I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, these four beasts are four kings who shall arise, as verse 17, out of the earth. But the saints, in verse 18, but the saints of the Most High God shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Now, God tells us in the 17th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans that we, as believers, are now heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. We've been encouraging you all to meditate on this. The power that God is activated in the body of Christ now is a power that has these boundaries. Listen to what I'm about to read. That's a prayer here. Again, we want you to pray for us. In the third chapter of the Epistle of Ephesians. But I want you to read what it tells us here as you pray this prayer, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the what, breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ with passionate knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now listen to this. Now unto him that is able to do, again, this is referring to this dunamis power, this powerhouse, the Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, see, he's talking about this abundant power, this supernatural can-do ability, this capacity to do the impossible. It said, now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, this dunamis power that worketh in us, that is the power that God wants to hook us up to, where we don't short circuit and where he can trust us. This power is what the world desperately needs to have displayed. This power is the power that God expects us to rise up in as magistrates, as ambassadors of the kingdom, so that we can advance the kingdom that God has given us. This power, this ability that's found in Christ Jesus, our risen King and Lord, is waiting for us, calling to us so that we can be princes of God in the earth, so that we can have influence with God and with others. We are to operate in this power. That's why it's crucial that we meet with God daily so that we can flow in the spiritual jurisdiction that God has afforded us as sons and daughters of the Most High. Yeah, God does want us to have power to get wealth. When we're connected with God the way we're supposed to, that means we're operating in the dimensions of that grace, power, anointing, and the miraculous. Now, I want you tonight to just agree with me as we close in prayer tonight. For many of us, we've allowed the circumstances of this life to have more power with us. We've allowed the situations, circumstances, the various vicissitudes of life to be more influential than the promises that God has given us power, that God has birthed us into a supernatural kingdom. We've allowed even the words of others that don't know God. We've allowed even demons employing the voices of doctors and attorneys and magistrates that are not speaking and are not representative of God's rule and reign in the earth to have a greater say-so about us and for us than what the Word of God is saying. Tonight, as we close, and we're again so appreciative for this opportunity to speak with you, to talk with you this evening, we'd just like to pray in concluding. Father, I just thank you tonight. And even as Jacob wrestled with that angel all night long, but Jacob was determined, oh God. Father, right now I repent, Father, and we repent tonight of where we have been, Lord God, unstable, of where we have not had the capacity to stay where you have planted us, where we have not yielded to you, God, to strengthen us so that we can not give up. Lord, we repent of being rebellious and and being independent in trying to enforce our will. And Lord, we ask tonight that you would forgive us where we missed it, where we've come short of your glory. And that you would, Lord, cleanse us tonight. Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus to everyone under the sound of my voice right now. I cover and saturate everyone in the blood of Jesus. And Father, Lord, where we've missed it, where we've come short of your glory, where we've resisted your rule and your reign over our lives, for those of us that have resisted Jesus being Lord of our lives, right now I pray with you, my brother. Right now I pray with you, my sister. If you're under the sound of my voice and if you have not yielded your life to Christ Jesus as your Lord, if you have not given your life to Jesus, if you have not surrendered, if you're not born again, right now I want you to pray with me. Father, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that I'm not in covenant with you. I acknowledge, Lord, that without you, I'm on my way to eternal damnation. But tonight, because of the word, I understand by faith that I need you as my Savior, Christ Jesus. And Lord Jesus, the Bible tells us that if we confess you as King, if we confess you as Lord, that you will save us. In fact, your word tells us, Lord Jesus, that it tells us in the 10th chapter of Romans that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and so tonight, Lord Jesus, I'm confessing you with my mouth, and if I believe in my heart that you, God, have raised, you, Father, have raised Jesus from the dead, your word says that I'll be saved. And so tonight, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. I confess you, Jesus, as my Savior and Lord. According to the Bible, according to the Word of God, I'm saved. I receive you, Jesus, now. Change me, Lord, through and through. I decree and declare that you are King and Lord of my life. Right now, I'm saved by faith. Lord, I thank you and bless you now for delivering me in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray right now that you would cleanse us and wash us in your blood, and that you, Jesus, would move mightily to infuse your power in a greater way. Lord, where we yielded to doubt in times past, where we have not yielded to faith, Father, I take authority over all doubt. I take authority over all fear. I take authority over all confusion and chaos and rebellion in the name of Jesus. And Father, I exercise my rights and my privileges now against the forces of darkness regarding those under the sound of my voice. And in Jesus' name, I cancel your assignments. I dismantle your assignments. I destroy your hold upon my brother. I destroy your hold upon my sister in Christ Jesus' name. And I loose, Lord God, your grace and favor and anointing. Father, I call forth the power that raised Jesus from the dead to be manifested, and that you would cause us to operate afresh in the power of your Spirit. Lord God, that you would call us, Father, to that place that you have predestined to walk in. Lord, you have desired that we would, Father, rule and reign with Christ in the earth presently. You've given us the kingdom. And Father, I pray that you move mightily to connect us and to advance us, that we would advance your covenant, that we would advance the kingdom. Father, by faith, we appropriate the presence and the power of God. With Father, by faith, we activate and we release the supernatural. Lord, bring the change that we so desperately need. Father, I command everyone under the sound of my voice to be healed in every area of their lives. Father, I call forth and I release. I decree everyone under the sound of my voice healed now, made whole in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I command every spirit that's not of God inside or attached to my brother in Christ Jesus' name to go. I cast out, drive out, and evict any spiritual intruders, any spiritual trespassers, or any spiritual squatters in Christ Jesus' name. As a magistrate of heaven, as an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus, I loose my brother, I loose my sister now from every plague in Christ Jesus' name. And Father, I call for the healing waters to be released now. I call for the wind of the Spirit to blow afresh. I call forth and decree that the fire of God is released upon us now. And that you, Father, are doing a fresh new thing in us. And that you are empowering us to prosper. And that you have established us as, Father, mighty, Father, men and women, and mighty people of God in the earth to advance your kingdom. In Christ Jesus' name, we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless God.
Amen, amen, and
praise
glory
God.
To God. Amen, glory
praise
to God.
Praise God, praise God for you, Evangelist.
Praise God, Apostle, praise God, Apostle. What a word tonight. We always enjoy eating at the table with you. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, bless God. Praise the name of Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah.
His holy name. And if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. And we would love to send you a Bible if you do not have one, or an MP3 player of the Bible. Glory to God. We would love to stand in the faith fight with you. You are not alone. The angels are rejoicing. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we are rejoicing also. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. At this time, I'm going to turn I'm going to yield the line over to Prophet Teresa.
Bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woman of God. Praise God.
Well, we just bless God again. I have been fed tonight.
Bless
and Apostle,
God.
I want
hallelujah.
You to know that we love you dearly. And
we
certainly
too,
appreciate that word that went forth tonight. And
praise God. Praise
we
God.
Just
praise
know
God.
That you are such a jewel. In the kingdom, and we just thank everyone for being on the lines and staying on the lines. The broadcast got full tonight where it couldn't take any more callers, so I had
praise
to even
God.
Do a three-way.
Praise God.
So I just bless God tonight. I am truly excited. I am excited because, you know, as the word goes forth and the eyes of your understanding are enlightened, it just brings such a rich joy. It's like a child seeing something for the first time that you become so amazed. So that's what I experience when I hear Apostle bring the word. And I just thank those that are on the line and
praise
have
God,
stayed there.
God.
At this time, we have opened the lines up. And if anyone have a comment, anything that the Lord is leading you to say, we just encourage you to come forth at this time if you would like to.
Glory be to God. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Good evening. Good evening, Apostle Emmons. This is Sister Tammy. And
praise
I just thank God. Thank God. I love just hearing you bring the word forth, God's word forth, Apostle Emmons. We love
bless
you very
God.
Much. You and Minister Gwen Emmons, we love
praise
you all
God.
Very much. And happy anniversary.
Well, praise God.
And God bless you both. And it's always such
you.
A pleasure to hear from you with the word of God. You
praise
bring
God
brings the truth to us through you, man of God.
Praise God.
And I've had the pleasure to be up under you for so many years,
bless
getting a
God.
Good teacher that I've been getting so many years. And I just thank God for putting me in a place of being up under your shepherdship, Apostle Emmons.
Bless God, bless God, bless
and it's,
God.
It is it's just such a pleasure to be a member of Living Word Christian Center with you all there. And I just want to thank God for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Doors.
Yes, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, for allowing this time tonight to feed us, to feed our families. I was passing the phone around.
Oh, my.
We don't have speaker on the phone, so I was passing the phone around. And I just thank God for the time tonight.
Praise
Glory
God.
Glory be to God. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Emmons. Praise God. Praise God.
Pastor Emmons, mighty man of God.
Praise God.
You have truly allowed God to walk up in you on tonight. And
bless
I am
God.
So blessed. I am one of the ones that Prophet Teresa had to put on 3-way. And the more you kept bringing the word, all I kept hearing was God was saying that you are a father of nations. There are nations sitting under your teachings in your ministry
well,
that you're
God,
putting out.
God.
And I just bless God for you. I thank him for the word that has given me strength and encouragement. And I thank God for the sisterhood that I have with Kingdom Daughters, because otherwise I would miss this teaching. So I bless God for you, and I bless him for your life, and I just pray that he continues to strengthen you for the journey that you have yet to continue.
My. Thank you so much. Bless God for you, woman of God. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Miss Janae. Man of God, I just want to say I am touched too. You know, you have a burning desire inside of you that I feel when you bring the word out on the table for us to feast upon. You are very detailed. So you have a desire within you that you just want people to just receive it, to get it. You break it down to the understanding. And that is truly a blessing. It's really, really a blessing. Even when you go out and pour out your heart, you just point out your heart. You point out your heart. And God is honoring that. God is really honoring that, and the people is really eating and feeding off of that. So I just want to encourage you to stay encouraged. So
you
just keep on keeping on. Just keep
Thank
feeding
you.
The flock. And we're going to keep eating what God has gave you to feed
well, praise
us.
God. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Appreciate that.
So welcome. It's the truth.
Okay. Bless God.
Bless you. Love you.
Love you too now, woman of God. Bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Is there anyone else that would like to come forth before we release the line? Amen. We acknowledge you, Apostle Clark. We see you there. We just thank you for tuning in tonight. Praise God. And there are so many others on the line, but again, I just want to just encourage everyone on the line, as the word went forth, just take that word and just let it be engrafted around your spirit and just grow and just reach down and get it when you need strength. And as Apostle Delaney was saying, it encouraged her tonight. And that's what it's all about, being encouraged to do more, to go further, so that we can be a blessing to someone else.
Yeah,
so, again, I thank you, Apostle, and a happy anniversary to you and I'm about to say Pastor Emmons, Prophetess Emmons.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you.
And I love to her as well, and we'll see you at Jesus Encounter. So we're excited about getting some more of that food.
Praise God, hallelujah. Bless God, thank you so much. Bless you.
Yeah.
Praise God
and
for Kingdom Builders International.
Amen. Apostle Clark, are you able to speak? Apostle Clark, are you there? We just
Yes, I am.
Praise God. Praise God, Apostle.
Hello?
Hello, hello. Praise God, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you. Yeah, my phone been acting up so bad. I was just eating the word, you know, and I didn't want to do anything that was going to make me, you know. I already had to dial back in a couple of times, and I said, well, I'll just see Apostle tomorrow and just give him a big old hug.
Praise God.
To get fed, and talking about the different towers and way it was broken down, it just makes you just want to just be an evangelist, you know, just tell everybody about it. And so, you know, we're blessed, and I believe I'm glad that we don't take for granted what it is that we have.
Yeah.
But every opportunity to hear the word on CD, now on the internet, and it's just wonderful. I praise God for Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders and all of the intercessors that pray for us, and it's just wonderful, you know. And then Apostle, he just break that word down so minute that even when you don't want to hear what he's got to say, you be in the background and you hear something, you got to go back and go find a scripture. And well, even if you're trying to prove something wrong, he always just have the follow-up script right there. That's what I love about it. So I appreciate the opportunity. I wasn't going to say anything, but I guess sometimes you just can't keep everything to yourself. Amen.
Amen. Bless God. Praise God for your apostle. Love you. Bless you.
Amen. Well, again, we want to encourage everyone. We are in prayer 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters prayer line, which the number is 218-895-0280. The passcode is 7729. Join in with us and join your faith in with us as we intercede on behalf of others, and so that when God moves, you'll be part of the cry that you have cried out, and God moved, and you have. And I'm gonna tell you, being on that prayer line, it not only is a blessing to intercede for others, but you'll begin to see yourself change.
Yes,
you'll begin to see a hunger rise up in you, where some things that you thought you were right about, how God fixed you, as Apostle Clark said, where he say certain things and he want to prove a point, and Apostle always go to that word and show you where it's at. So we just thank God for all that you're doing, an Apostle, and truly we just once again want you to know that we do appreciate you, and we certainly appreciate the time that you take out to pour into the people of God.
Yes.
So is there any last words you want to say for tonight, Apostle?
And again, I just appreciate the opportunity to share with you all through Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International. Praise God for all of you. My wife and I, of course, we love you, appreciate all of you, and we extend, again, God's blessing upon you in this new year, 5773.
Amen. Well, again, we cover you with the blood of Jesus, and we
thank
you, Lord, for the man that you have given, the ministry, the man that you have given to the nations, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the tender heart that he has, Father, for your people, the love that he has for your people, God. The teaching, the gift of teaching, Father, and even the patience that you've given him. So, Father, we just ask you to protect him, keep him, keep his family safe, Lord God, everything that concern him. We just thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. We draw a bloodline of protection around him. And we thank you that your angels are encamped around him, giant warrior angels with swords of fire in their hands, Lord God, to do the work, Father. And we thank you, Father, for what you are doing in his life. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, to keep the ministry blessed, but safe, Father, every need met, Father, as we are walking, Father, up the King Highway. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're speaking to us and you're moving, Father, and we're moving on your behalf. In the mighty Master's name of Jesus, we just say amen, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Bless you, Apostle, and we're excited about seeing you tomorrow.
Well, praise God. Bless God. Hallelujah.
God bless everyone. Have a blessed evening. And just remember, God love you, and so do we.
Hallelujah.
Bless you all.
Praise God.
God bless you.
Love you too now. God bless you.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.